Blog Talk Radio.
You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put mine out there. This is Walter. How you doing, Adam? How you doing,
Walter? Patty? I know this is all about love, Patty. Oh, that's not ordinary resistance to change and transformation and taking the steps that you need to take.
I don't want to do that. You just said I'm resistant. That's exactly what's going on.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing romance. I'm seeing new beginning. And I'm seeing a job really soon. So, I'll turn it over to Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Tanisha, do you have a 15 or 16-year-old?
Yes, I do. I have 15-year-old.
Am I seeing that correctly?
You are, actually. I actually had a realtor come to the house this week. I've been in limbo with a work situation forever.
I'm getting that the move is definitely going to give you exactly what you want, a fresh start. And I'm not only just a fresh start, but it looks like that move is a good place for you to create this business. This is the situation of what it is. Remain objective and remain in your higher state, coming from your higher abundant self. Helen, go ahead. Do you have a question or follow for Patsy?
Well, actually, it was a validation. I was going to tell her that about 6 or 7 weeks ago, you read for me and you said, you're going into a lucky period. You should play the lottery. And I did play the lottery, and I won $1,000. So when you
get no way.
I did.
Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another beautiful, wonderful, lovely episode of the Sunday Night Spiritual Support Show with me, your host, Adam from Adam, and my lovely co-host, Patsy Aguero. Welcome, everybody, to the show where we like to give you intuitive insight, psychic reading, or tarot reading, and bring you in to raising your vibration with a thought or an idea on a spiritual, positive conversation. Well, without any further delay, let's get the show started. Welcome, everybody, back to the Sunday Night Broadcast, my dear friend, Patsy Aguero. Patsy, how you feeling, and do you hear my mic okay?
I hear your mic perfectly, and I see you perfectly through my divine eye.
Uh-oh, Patsy, I'm not sitting here with any clothes on. That's not good.
Well, we better let them know that we're in two different states. We're just kidding each other. I'm in Florida.
Yeah.
I'm feeling great, Adam. How was your week?
Oh, Patsy, it was a good week. Much better improvement in my own consciousness than it was last week when I had such a crazy, crazy episode of tests. This week was, Patsy, I really was beginning to see the power of holding your concentration on believing, faith, trust, and assurance that everything works out no matter what. And man, Patsy, I just see one miracle after another, one miracle after another. Every time something would go wrong, I would say, nope, I'm not going to the negative. I'm not going to spiral down. I know this is going to work out in my favor. I know it. No. And sure enough, Patsy, I ended this week on an absolute high. And I had many reasons to be upset. And there's still things externally that I could be upset and let spiral down. But I'm just refusing not to do it. And the effort has produced quite a payoff. So I want to encourage everybody, control your thoughts. Don't go down, but really know, have put your faith, trust, assurance. No matter what, things are working out for you. Stay positive. Stay in service to other people. And just watch how things turn around. So that's been my week. How about yours, Patsy?
Wow, I love what you just said. That is so awesome. My week was, I've been on cloud nine. I had a really big gig this past Monday night, and it was a friend of mine who's a lovely spiritual woman. We've interviewed her on the show and everything. So her husband is a big businessman, and he had his company come to his house for a party. And the business is kind of like, not kind of, it's a big insurance business. And all the people that work there have been working there together for years, and they live in different states and everything. And, you know, there's a lot of accounting and things like that. So I had my little gypsy wagon set up, and I made a judgment that all these people have lots of money and I don't. and that all these people are left brain and they're not going to be spiritual and they're not going to understand my jargon, you know, the way I talk when I give readings and everything, and they're going to think that I'm airy fairy and I'm going to have to prove to them who I really am and blah, blah. All this crap is going on in my head, right? So the first guy sits down, and a lot of times I have problems with men because I make the judgment that men are going to try to challenge me. So the first guy sits down, and it was really hard. The reading was real hard because he wasn't open, and so I got real intimidated, and all the things that I just told you were coming up and stuff like that. So I just took a deep breath and asked him some questions about himself, and man, he just opened up, and it turned out to be a real, real good reading. Well, there's something I learned after that, but I obviously already put it to use, was I kept saying the thing to the people, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know who I serve. And I stood in my own truth. When I stood in my own truth, I was able to allow them to stand in their own truth. Okay? So I, in my brain, didn't say these words, but this is basically what happened, was I just made a commitment to witness the energy that was before me and make a claim for them. I know who you are. I know what you are, and I know who you serve. And then this claims for the other person their divinity in place of all the other things that I had been thinking about them. So now they can stand in their truth without me judging them and stuff. So the transition that I made was to know them in their truth, not to think that I know who they are and know their stuff. So there's a real big difference in knowing and thinking. So I know they're children of God. I know, you know, that we're all children of God. And just me claiming that, I didn't have all those preconceived notions that I always think about. So there was a big difference. And then I was able to release my thinking and just let them show up in their own truth. And so I pulled more spiritual cards than I've ever pulled in 20 years. Sometimes I pulled 5 spiritual cards in a hand of 7 cards. And that happened wow. over and over. It was shocking, shocking. And so I didn't know all the words. And then I went to my spiritual meeting today, and I read the Book of Truth by Paul Zelig. And this was a whole phenomena that we're learning this week. So I must have picked up on it and channeled it. But to, you know, the whole point is to stand witness and allow people to be who they are instead of judging them. So that's what I have. Has that ever happened to you, Adam? You have some preconceived notion how somebody's going to act, and then you make a whole story up about it?
I have novels of stories. There's not enough time or books or paper for me to even begin. Patsy, that's my everyday temptation. You know, part-time, I began to do the, a few years ago, I started for part-time work doing the Uber and the ride, you know, the ride share. And I'm picking up passengers from all over coming to Atlanta. And I am still at the age of 38. With a master's theology degree, I've been working in the capacity of a spiritual mentor, faith formation coach. I am shocked every week at just how much I am finding myself in judgment of other people and not staying in the witness of their divinity and having my mind blown over and over and over again. Just because I pick up this individual in this neighborhood or from this business meeting, thinking and judging people based on their occupation, based on their conversations I may hear on the phone that I may be having with a loved one or a business colleague, and then completely shocked when I get to the heart of the matter and realize, no, these are individuals still committed to their path, on their way. And it blows my mind. And sometimes, actually, I'll psychically pick up on stuff, and I say, nah, it can't be. This can't be, you know. I remember, Patsy, I picked up an older gentleman. He was coming, and he was coming to evaluate a major architectural building. He said he was part of a big architectural team. He was one of the project managers. And I kept wanting to inquire about his family and his life. But something said, you know, he kept having a business. He helped
and saying, excuse me, I got to take this call. Excuse me, I got to take this call. But come to find out, Patsy, I finally just, you know, open up and I say, hey, you know, where are you from? And, you know, I was asking him, I said, are you? And I just want to know about his spirituality. I did not know. I felt so confused, but I figured, well, what would it hurt? And either he would look at me like I was crazy or we would have a good conversation. And come to find out, Patsy, him and his wife have been on a journey for the past 3 years, deep searching for truth and spirituality, because they had a grandchild under the who's 4 and 5 years old, who's been recalling past lives, who's been having dreams and visions of future things that have come to pass, put the whole family on a deep search for truth. And I never would have thought it based on just hearing his conversations. And I know it's super
special
for those who are listening. And you would think passing me out of all people would not have that bias. But implicit bias and prejudice are hard to come by when you just trust purely your material earthly mind. And that's why I love what you said earlier, how you're studying. Always make effort to hold everybody in the light of their spiritual witness and their spiritual identity, and just trust that you are being a witness to that, even if they may not see it. You can reflect it back to them even before they see it.
You know,
but
when
yes,
you just open that,
it is an ongoing journey, Patsy.
It's when you just open that core or have that opening to be a witness that you don't have to do anything about it. Like you said, it just changes on a dime, you know. It's
mm-hmm,
amazing
mm-hmm.
how that happens. And, you know, Adam, when you say you do it a million times, we all do. We're all human. We do that. But we get a chance every day to switch it. Every minute we get a chance to change it. Don't you think?
Yeah, every minute. Every minute, Pastor. Every minute, as you always say, something sacred is at stake, and every minute we can switch. We can switch our perception and switch the energy and switch our interactions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'm excited to hear what our callers have to say about that, because I think it's going to be a pretty interesting conversation tonight.
Yeah, I do too. And Patsy, what's a question that you think would be great to get our callers in on?
I think the question might be like, are you able to withhold judgment with people and stand in your own truth and allow them to stand in theirs? And can you just bear witness and see what happens?
Are you able? How about this? How do we ask on a scale of 1 to 10? Where do they feel
okay.
like they fall on a day-to-day level of being able to witness everyone who comes in their space, witness them in their full enlightened truth, while they stay in their truth, or do they get caught up like myself in appearances or in certain conversations or in the judging things that they say and not holding them in their life? And I give myself about a 6 or 7. What do you give yourself, Robbie?
Is 1 standing in your truth?
Well, 10 is 10 is standing in your truth and holding other people in their truth as you simultaneously
okay.
stay in yours.
Okay, so 10 is standing your truth, and well, I'm really bad, so I'm on a real low scale. I'm just really learning how to do this. You know, it's all happened since we started the program a few weeks ago, talking about compassion and everything, and me really practicing equanimity. You know, just being where I am and trying to be there and listen. I'm telling you, my life is just changed so much better. And
oh my gosh, so
financial
beautiful.
Stuff is coming toward me like you can't even believe. I'm not even asking for that. It's like I can't help, the abundance is flowing toward me. It's amazing. So
well, let's get on the conversation so we can get some
okay.
amazing lives.
Okay.
Well, our first caller, Patsy, last 4 digits are 6949. Caller with the last
okay.
digit 6949. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hey, Laura in New Jersey. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling a little bit of a delay on the phone. Are you feeling that?
No, I'm okay.
Okay, so it must be coming to my end. So if it doesn't look I'm responding, like when I ask you and Adam a question, it takes a few seconds for me to get the answer back. So I'll be aware of that. So, Laura, have you been listening to the conversation about standing in judgment or standing in truth?
Yeah, I have.
So if number one is preconceived notions about people or judging people, or in number 10, really standing in your truth, what number would you be in between, you think?
Probably a 7, to be honest.
Well, that's good. That's really good. I think it's real important that we – go ahead.
Well, I've been trying to get better at it.
Uh-huh. And what do you do to get better at it?
Well, I pray a lot, and I've been trying to raise my spiritual consciousness about people, and I'm just trying to be more positive.
Wow, I think that's wonderful, really wonderful. I love it when I hear suggestions like that, because I usually will say pray and then something else, but, you know, when I hear two or three suggestions, I think it's really beautiful. So, Laura, would you like to hear the cards that I just pulled here for you?
Yes, that would be great. Thank you.
And how about, before I even get into that, do you have anything specifically you want me to look at, a question or anything?
Finances, being able to finally move into my own home, you know, around finances, anything about that?
This first card that I pulled here probably speaks to that more than anything. It's all about right now there's some kind of revolutionary fast happening. Things are going to start to move fast, okay? So I think it's time that you, a move would be included in this, you know, something like that, like you moving. But it's all about thinking on your feet, be direct, really be honest when you're out talking to people and stuff. Try to be as rational as you can. But also when you're thinking about situations that you're dealing with now, try not to jump to conclusions. So just kind of like when you read a contract or something like that, just read the black part, okay? Don't read the space in between and make up stuff. And I think there's going to be a shift really, really fast that's coming into your life. And I think it could very well be on a physical plane like a home or an apartment or something. But I see an old friend or something like that coming back into your life. Like a reunion, it could be an old lover or not old, but, you know, someone from the past that's coming back, or maybe an old partner or something, and you're going to have a new insight about that person. Or has that already happened real shortly? Because I'm feeling like it's real close right now. Has anything like that happened recently?
No, not yet.
Okay, so look for that, and I think go ahead and follow your heart, but there again, like the first card I said, feel where you are about the situation, but make sure that you think about it logically. Adam, you need to mute your microphone, honey.
Okay.
I can hear him shuffling the cards. And I think right now for you, it's time for you to celebrate something. So some kind of spiritual growth or something that's happened to you lately, I think it's time for you to give praise and thanks for that. And then the last card that I drew has to do with that you're in a situation and you're going along with ease. You're being able to handle this situation. But some of the things are going to get a little bit out of control, so don't try to control them. And try to back off and be the observer in this. So I think this kind of speaks to what we're talking about, like don't make a judgment about somebody or this, and it could happen with a situation. And even a situation, we can let a situation stand in its truth rather than guessing how it's going to be. But a lot of these three cards can stand for you making a move, sweetie. So just, you know, open up your heart right now and your mind and know that you deserve that, and I bet you the next time we talk, you're going to go, hey, I just signed the papers, so I'm going to see what Adam thinks.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Have a good week.
You too. Thank you.
How's it going? Thanks for sharing your Sunday night with us. I'm overwhelmed by the desire and the longing that you've been feeling towards getting your own place again. It looks like for the past two, I'm picking up the number two, it may be 2 years. I don't know what the living situation has been, but just the overwhelming desire and just a burden to once again have your own place the way you want it, purchased or just living alone. I don't know which one is the passion more for, but overwhelming is coming up with something that's very much, very, very, very much been a part of your thoughts and your dreams for the past 2 years. Very passionate about it.
Longer
than 2 years. Okay, I don't know why something's picking up about intent. The past 2 years have been trying. I don't know why I got focused on that too. Well, I'm picking up that you're definitely on the verge of finding something that is going to match you with the space and the energy you want. However, and this isn't a negative, however, Patsy, I'm picking up exactly what Patsy was saying about the need to celebrate and the need to acknowledge all of your resources and accomplishment. Did you recently complete some type of program or some type of regimen, whether it was a program like school or whether it was something for some course you took or something for work-related? But there's something new that you've accomplished, some skill or some recognition that you now have, or it could be some people that you met, some new networks that you met that you may not be aware of that you can begin to tap into to really help find your freedom. If you put forth the effort and the work, you may be more eligible now. Maybe you've got your credit built up. Maybe that's the celebration. Maybe you've got some things removed, and maybe some things have been dropped off the credit you may not be aware of, but if you do the celebration and look back and accomplish, you'll realize that you have some things in place to move that you have not had before. And it's just a matter of being smart and thinking in terms of progress and working your way up to the ultimate thing that you want, but maybe making a smaller purchase or making a smaller move first, then leading to something big, versus thinking so big right out the box. But I definitely feel like there's an opportunity around you and the right resources if you could take time and look at some things that you may be missing that you've accomplished or that you have achieved over the past 2 years. Okay, Laura?
Well, I just started another job after being out of work for a long time, so I think that might be what you're picking up.
Okay. All right. Well, that could very much be it, because that looks like that could be something that you now are going to be able to use and harness to help secure getting your own place again. But start small and work your way to something big, okay?
Okay. Thank you both so much.
Well, congratulations on the new job, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a great night.
You
all
too.
Right. Our next caller, the last four digits are 0941. Caller, the last four digits, 0941. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Excuse me, it's Jay calling from Canada.
Hello, is it Jake or Jay?
Jay.
Jay, how are you?
Oh, fine, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm great. How's your weather now?
It's actually really nice. We hardly had any snow, but I know it's just going to get cooler. It's going to get cooler during the end of the week for Christmas. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, good. I'm so glad you joined us tonight, Jay. Have you been listening to what we were talking about?
Sorry, I just popped in. So what were you actually talking about?
Well, basically, we're talking about is when we meet people or talk to different people, you know, do we stand in judgment or bring some preconceived ideas about them and just start making up stories in our head, or they're rich, they're poor, they're this, they're that, or are we able to take a step back and just bear witness and let it unfold and see how they're doing. So we're saying that on a scale from 1 to 10, do you find that you have all this preconceived stuff going on before you meet people, or are you willing to just stand in your own truth and let things unfold? So 1 being a little judging, 10 being really open. So somewhere between 1 and 10, where do you think you might be?
I think I'm in the middle.
Well, good.
The reason why I say
good.
That, I'm not sure about circumstances nowadays, I think. I think now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting.
Because I recently gone through grief, is that you really don't know the other person's story nowadays.
Yeah, that is true. Boy, that is so true. So true.
Yeah.
And you said that you've just gone into grief?
No, I went through grief this year, so.
Yeah. That's a tough one. I've been through that in the last few years. And, you know, there's no time schedule on that. You know, when it's time to let go of grief is when the grief decides it's time to let go. It's in charge, you know. So, well, God bless you. Did you want me to pull some cards for you?
Sure. Thank you. Thank Patsy.
Jade, do you have some kind of a question you'd like to ask me before? Because I pulled 3 cards, but maybe I can see a slant on it for you.
Sure. I just wondered about my social outlook. I'm just finally in bed. It's been a very lonely time for most of my life. And even though I'm very, very challenging, that sometimes I just can't associate with other people because we just can't talk about spiritual things. Even in finding friends or in relationships too, it's just more of the same old mundane thing that people want to get used to and talk about. So.
Yeah. Well, I have a few things that might speak to that. One of them, this first card's really about home and about, it's a card of pentacles about coins, but it says right now that there's going to be a great growth for you right now, some opportunities that have to do with money, like some unexpected money that's coming. And it looks like that this money would be well spent on perhaps personal improvement or home improvement. Okay? So look for that. You know, you might be getting a check back from something that you overpaid or something, but there's some money coming. But it looks like it might be some kind of substantial amount, so keep your eyes open for that. And that sounds like a really good thing. So make sure when you get it that you really, you know, show your gratitude about that. You know, thank Source for that. The other card I drew was a really good spiritual card. It's all about the lady I just talked to before. I talked to her about some really fast movement, but this other card is a different card, but it's also a card about things moving rapidly for you and not staying the same. So it's kind of like the wheel of life turning for you, okay? So things are going to get really different now, okay? And I always tell people, fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy night. So get used to that things are going to shift. And I think new opportunities are going to present yourself for just the issues that you were talking about, you know, because nowadays with the computer and everything, there's all these meetup groups and things that you like. And I've gone to some of these meetup groups with spiritual meetup groups, and even went to an Artist Way class. There's a whole bunch of those. And boy, my life changed in a heartbeat. And so I'm saying now, don't get too attached to your old ways of thinking and old things that you've been doing, because you're not going to be able to control it, because things are going to change for the better fast. Okay? So you can start looking for that. And also, there's going to be some kind of closure at hand. And it could be with a grief, you know, and maybe not, but I see some kind of closure. But I also see that when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, then things are going to shift for you big time. Okay, so I think you're going to hit a rock bottom, so to speak, and there's no way else to go but up. And I think there's going to be some really good spiritual lessons that you've learned from that, and that those lessons are going to be something that you won't make that mistake again. So rather than looking like, you know, putting your hand in a fist and cursing the heavens, why did this happen to me? Like, open your hand up and say, what did I get out of this? And I'm speaking from experience because I had a really amazing year of something not so good happen, and it turned to be the best thing that ever happened. So it was like the bad thing turned into the good thing. So this whole reading is real positive for you, really, really positive. So if you can keep that in mind and start looking for the opportunities that are coming from this, Jay, I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. Okay?
Okay.
So
thank you.
Have a happy holiday and a happy new year, and then we'll probably talk to you at the beginning of the year.
Yes, Jesus' blessings to both of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jay. How about you, Adam?
Well, Jay, I am really picking up on some amazing inner experiences taking place for you starting in the upcoming weeks. Actually, the winter solstice is going to be a big trigger for you in a positive way. It looks like there are a lot of inner experiences, what I call inner resources, that you have at your disposal that you may not be tapping into. And then tapping into those inner resources through what looks like writing for you, from doing some type of creative writing, drawing, art, some type of expression of some deep emotional feeling, or is going to be able to put you in an alignment with the presence of God, whether you call it the presence of God, the Buddha state, but there's something inwardly magical, spiritual, that you have access to that you may be overlooking inside yourself, that tapping into that and getting a drink from that well within you is going to magically transform your external world in the year 2019. It is available for you now, and it was available for you this year. It just looks like you may have been tempted to look externally at some external things as you're dealing with the grief, and as you were, I don't want to say falsely promised, but it looks like there were some failed expectations of possible avenues of joy, excitement, or partnership, or fun that didn't come through to you, and it left you kind of disappointed. But it was just a wake-up call or opportunity to really, the Spirit really is saying, we are here, we are here, we have joy for you, we have some fun, and we have an overwhelming sense of inner presence of just divine power. If you really make a committed effort to do whatever you got to do to go within yourself, you have a capacity for deep, deep meditation and communion. I don't know if you're doing yoga. I don't know if you're doing transcendental meditation yet, but you have a capacity to be one of those individuals who go deep and be able to sustain themselves from it. And doing that really is going to radically transfer all to your world. I really want to encourage you, if you haven't started yet, to really seek out deep training when it comes to transcendental meditation, yoga, breathing, or yoga, because Jay, all your capacity to harness spiritual truth and harness inner presence is really super normal. And I don't know if you've been doing this since you were a child unconsciously, but your ability to be still and to go within yourself, there's so much for you to harness and so much capacity there that it's really blowing my mind. You just haven't told us, but I just see so much of it is going to be able to radically transform your world, bring you release, abundance, and wealth, entrepreneurship for you, allow you to travel and teach other people and work with other people all over the world. Is this something you're already pursuing? Deep meditation or transcendental meditation?
Well, I can do any. You know, I can get into meditation at any time. But I've been doing yoga. But I've been doing yoga for grief for for 10 weeks. So I'm just taking a break from it. So for myself, I need a break right now. So I understand what you're saying, Adam.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Yeah.
Well, I definitely would tell you that maybe the break now is to really take some of that what you've gotten, Jay, and put it into some type of written form or some type of creative expression. Whether you want to write your own poems or poetry about grief, if you want to channel your own expression and your own journey, blogging about it, but there's something in you that needs to get out, and getting it out is going to release so much happiness and peace in your external world. But I'm definitely want to go back to what I said earlier. If you've already tapped in deep, then it's time to release it, either in the form of poetry, blogging, writing, letters, or in some form, in some type of art. Maybe it's in painting. Maybe it's making some type of abstract art. But there needs to be some external expression to let release out of you all that you've been able to draw deep from within you. Okay, buddy? Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Okay, man. I wish you well, man. I'm excited to hear about how things begin to shift January, February for you once you start having that balance of giving it out as much as you're taking going within yourself, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
All right, thank you for sharing your Sunday night with us. You're very welcome. God bless you.
You take care. God bless you, too, for the holidays. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Blessings to you again.
Our next
goodbye.
Caller. All right, goodbye.
Hello.
Our next caller, the last four digits are 8787. Caller, the last four digits, 8787. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello. This is Nancy from California.
Hey, Nancy. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you. And I truly enjoy your show and all your spiritual wisdom that you are giving to people. Thank you so much.
Wow, thank you for joining us. And you, as you know, both of us are appearing here totally transparent. We tell all our truths, you know, and so we're the real deal here.
I can feel it, definitely.
Yeah. So, Nancy, have you been listening to the program this evening?
I have most of the time, not from the very, very beginning, but most of the time, yes.
So we're saying on a scale from 1 to 10, and 1 being a little judgmental with people when you meet them or talk with them or whatever, and all the things you know about them in the past, you judge them when you have a new conversation, or are you, that's number 1 being the worst, and 10 being like, are you allowing people to stand in their truth and you stand in your truth, you know? So
right.
From 1 to
no,
10.
No, I hear you.
Where would you think that you might be?
I would say about a 7, and the reason I say that is that I do catch myself when I'm judgmental now, and I look at myself and I say, you know, what can I do better? You know, let's walk in their shoes.
Right. And I think that also that just even raising our consciousness about it makes a big shift, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Yeah, even if you don't do anything about it that very minute, the raising of the consciousness, I think, does a lot of good for us. So do you want me to read your card tonight and give you a message, or how are you doing on that?
I would just love a message. That would be very good for that.
Do you have any specific question you want me to look at or anything you want to talk about?
Well, I'm retired now, and I just still feel like I have more work to do in this world, and I would just like to see what you see my next step should be.
Okay. The reason I'm laughing is this card that I have is the first card. It's all about trusting yourself. And trusting your inner wisdom and really doing some really good meditation. And, you know, the last few weeks we've been talking about, you know, taking a walk or washing dishes or whatever you do is a form of meditation and a form of praying. And so I think it's time that you really turn up your meditation, especially when you're in retirement. And also start noticing, and it's going to start happening for you a little bit faster than normal, things that are happening in synchronicity, all right?
Yeah.
So
Absolutely.
I think, and it's going to speed up for you. The more you meditate, the more it speeds up, because as you know, you're getting in alignment for what's God's will for you. And pay real close attention. I think if you can, get a notebook or something like that and put it by your bed and really start writing down your dreams, because I think a lot of stuff is going to come from your subconscious that you've had to put down all these years while we're, not that you're doing it on purpose, but your focus was on something else. So now you can allow those dreams to come up, and I think you're going to be able to find a really good balance in your life now, Nancy, which will bring you a lot of peace.
Oh, wonderful. I have very lucid dreams, so I do need to record them and, you know, write them down. Very lucid, yes.
Well, you know, even if you did, when you just said the word record, I always think about having to write, but if you have a way, I have a thing on my phone that I record things really fast because I think about stories and I just stop instead of taking a note, I talk into it, or you can send yourself a text message. But I think that would be great if you could do that, because you don't know what kind of creativity is going to come from that. Also, there seems like some kind of worry or fear is coming up. I don't know if it's a financial worry, you know, like taking care of yourself in the future or whatever. So there again, rather than you know, just worrying and, you know, being fearful, I'm going to ask that you face what those fears are, write it down, and start taking an action and making some kind of resolutions, how you can just do. I'm not saying, like, your New Year's resolution, make 10,000 things, but like we just talked about, being a little bit more conscious of it and you know, just exercise your imagination a little bit, how you can resolve some of these things that you have fear about. Because, you know, it's all an illusion anyway, you know, so might as well have fun with it. And the last one is, I know you're not going to want to hear this, but I think you're going to get a new job, and I think it's going to be something that you really like to do. Now, whether it's something that you're going to be volunteering for, or with your what field are you retiring from, or have you retired from?
Okay, I was a psychiatric nurse for about 35 years.
Well,
I like more the spiritual. I like more the spiritual slant now. You know, going into more either holistic or anything to uplift others.
Well, there's always people like myself that love to go to people like yourself and listen to a different slant on it. So you may very well find yourself being in a little mentoring position with some people about doing some spiritual things, while you get to learn it yourself. But I think that you're going to need to be in some kind of nature. I think for you to get into something with your body that you can really get down to earth, seeing things grow. You're in California, is that what you said?
Yes, yes.
So you have the kind of climate that you can be outside a little bit more than a lot of people in the United States at this time of the year, right?
Right, except today when it's pouring rain. But yes, you're right.
So why aren't you singing in the rain?
I know. No, I should be. I did go out earlier, yes.
Yeah, so get yourself out there and start paying attention, because a lot of stuff's going to be coming your way that's going to give you some really good ideas. And I think combining them with what you're dreaming, you're going to create a whole different lifestyle that is going to be so incredible. And I know from my own experience, because I've been retired a few years, I don't know how I even had time to work. I'm having the time of my life, the fun of my life. It's incredible, the things that I'm learning. So I'm so enthusiastic about it, and I'm not just putting it on. I am like that. So hopefully you'll get a lot of this stuff and take action now, roll up your sleeves and not, you know, waste any time, because I think the more you give, you're going to get back tenfold. So good luck to you. I think it's going to be an exciting time for you.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, and I love nature, and thank you.
Oh, good, Nancy. Well, I'm going to turn you over to Adam, see what he's got up his sleeve tonight.
Okay. Well, hi, Adam.
Nancy, thank you for joining our show tonight. I do want to congratulate you on having a wonderful, outstanding career, even though there was lots of challenges dealing with institution stuff, dealing with uncooperative staff, disharmonious staff. You are a true empath. And you have felt all types of things, stuff that you didn't want to feel. You felt the insults of other people, and you felt the love other people have had for you. You felt the love of clients. You felt all types of things. Your work in the mental health is not quite over yet. It is changing form, but it's not that you're still kind of called to that general welfare calling to society. Your role is going to be more so providing alternative, holistic remedies for people going through depression, people going through grief, and people just dealing with the heaviness of society. The nature part about it that Patsy picking up, I'm overwhelmingly getting a vision. I don't know if this vision is simulated as an illustration or an actual thing for you to pursue. But I am seeing you begin to really explore, learn, and master working with herbs, herbal remedies, teas, and breathing exercises, either Qigong or some type of Tai Chi exercises combined with holistic herbal remedies and health and stuff like that. And being some type of consultant practitioner in that field, but geared towards people dealing with either depression, grief, or just things that are really interfering with them living life at their fullest.
Wow.
And I don't know if you've considered any of those things, but I would encourage you to consider being open or see how you could offer your skills and just the things you've learned over the past years in your vocational training, how you can offer that in that industry or that field the next 15 or 20 more years of work that you have available for you.
No, I am very open to that, and I was very interested in Ayurvedic. I don't know if you know that kind of thing, but I'm very interested in that, but it's like a college that you have to go to, and I have no way of getting there. Do you feel like that's something that would be beneficial for me to start?
It would, but there's things that you can just do learning online. There's little courses you can take through Udemy on herbal things. I would start with herbal treatment. You don't have to do anything major, big like that. But you already have the background. You already have some license and credentials. You can just create your own holistic healing program that I'm picking up. That I'm not saying don't explore the Ayurvedic, but you don't have to let that stop you from learning how to create your own natural healing supplements and how to treat the appropriate condition and how to help encourage people dealing with depression, suicide, or just grief, or just overwhelmed with the demands of life.
Wow. Okay.
And maybe work, either consider going back to the industry field or the company you work for, but I'm seeing you working alongside some type of medical doctor, whether it's a chiropractor, maybe not a medical doctor, but some other type of healing agency or clinic. I'm seeing you create something, and then you're working alongside them, but you're offering the holistic part of it.
Oh, that's very interesting. Yes. I am open to that. Yes.
Well, I hope that vision you gets more clear for you, and you find an open door for you.
It does. And thank you so much. Yes.
My pleasure. Well, good. I'm glad that you're able to receive that. Well, thank you, Nancy, for sharing your story with us, and we look forward to hearing the update about what you get more clarity on and what actions you take moving forward to offer your skills and service to the next 20 years of work on the planet.
Aww. Happy holidays, Nancy.
Happy holidays to both of you. Yes.
Thank you. All right. Our next caller, the last four digits are 3798. Caller with the last four digits, 3798. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Well, good evening, Adam and Patsy. This is Penny in Arizona.
Hey, girl. Hey, Penny from Arizona. How you doing?
Well, I got to tell you, the show tonight is awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you both so much. What came to mind when you were both talking in the beginning, we got to remember we're spiritual beings trying to have a human experience.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
You know, it's not easy to be in this time, in life, out there. I don't know how you're doing Uber in Atlanta. I cannot even imagine. I mean, I hide in the desert and don't even want to go to the supermarket. You know, I enjoy not having to interact unless necessary at this time.
Anytime.
You just come on out. You'll love it out here. I guess I would say I'm probably about a 9.
I've
been fortunate to find practices that work for me, the praying, the meditating, the quiet, the nature. You know, my work is with my hands, and I work with wood, so, you know, I'm working with nature as well. I think the shocking thing for me is when I do allow, and they're not anything what I felt in the beginning. Not necessarily thought as much as I felt. And that to me is like a shock. And now, you know, and that's when I shift in with, whoa, where did that come from? But I'm finding people are afraid. And they're afraid to open. I've had quite a few conversations. There was someone so far tonight that talked about lack of people in their life to have spiritual conversations with. And I have them anyways, whether people are ready or not, because I believe that's what I'm here for.
Mm.
That's my job, you know, pretty much. I mean, I call it my job, you know. I'm here to live love. Not to be it, but to live it. And that's not always easy. But with the praying and the meditating and that quiet, there's a connection that fills that void.
There really is.
So that, yeah. And it's necessary every day. So my life has just been, busy. Busy. I've had a lot of work, a lot more than normal. I'm contemplating whether or not I want
it. Too, Penny. It sounds busy and beautiful. Sorry to interrupt you.
That's okay. I don't know if I'm going to. I'm starting to realize that there it may be time to start heading into other areas. I'm in the midst of a move. I don't know where I'm going. I know I'm in the right part of the country, but I know I'm going. I'm packing. And then laughing because I don't know where I'm going. It's just getting ready and waiting, you know, waiting for the answers to come.
You so that's, are exactly where we all should be at every day of our lives, waiting and ready for the answers to come. And I
got
to
work at
right
it.
Now, I am seeing a reward of your effort and your boldness and your patience. The reward is going to give you exactly what you desire inwardly. It may not look like what you made, something that you thought you would want. It may look like something you thought you didn't want. But the inner
mm-hmm.
experience will bring tears to your eyes. The inner experience that you will feel,
mm-hmm.
the value that you'll get from it, is going to really give you something very sweet for you. If you hold to that idea, continue to go inwardly, in yourself, and making yourself
right.
available for others, as you have been doing and continue to do, even in the face of challenges.
I agree. I absolutely agree. And I before I forget, I got to tell you, I don't know if either of you have any idea of the impact you have had on my friend who was here at
Aww.
Thanksgiving.
Aww.
You together have changed her life.
Oh, thank you.
Wow, Penny.
Unbelievable.
That's a lot. Thank you.
We talk almost every day, every other day. She is moving with her grief and her new life, and I've never seen anyone work so hard every day to come back to a point of balance. And she's doing it. And she's able
so
to cry
beautiful.
And open.
Oh, so
and
beautiful.
She repeats your
Praise
words
God.
To me over and over again. And I'm happy to say she will be here on Saturday, and Christmas, her and I will be together again. We're spending this holiday together, too, so she's not there by herself and not with family. She needs to be here. So we're going to listen together next week.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, Miss Penny, I want to add that, you know, I heard Adam mention something to you, but I pulled a couple of cards while you were talking, and it
Thanks.
Looks like some kind of work opportunity is coming to you because of your dedication to preciseness in your work. Adam, Penny is a work, I don't know what the right term is, but she's an artist of this beautiful wood that she does. And it looks like you have honed your artistry to a level that you're like in a mastery almost level. And that as long as you stay focused on that, all your efforts at that are going to be rewarded, and you're going to see it. Okay. So you've got to keep honing what you're doing, but it's almost right here. And a
okay.
teacher's going to appear to you, okay? And your belief system's going to be challenged, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But you are going to be able to change this person's life through who you are, an example of who you are. And there again, they will bear witness to what you show them. And you are probably the only person that they've ever seen that's going to show this specific thing to them as far as your spirituality. So just in those two cards is a major, the spiritual one is the Hierophant, which is, you know, for me, when I see that card come up, it means God is trying to pull you away from the herd so he can get together with you. Y'all need to talk. And I mean
right.
really talk. Because you've got some stuff to share. So I don't know if you're going to end up going back to some kind of school and be a shaman or something. I know you're already a medical healer. Something incredible is even going to lift you up even higher. So keep your eyes open on that, because this is one of those situations that you meet a lot of people, people come to your life, and it might just slip through. And then you look back and said, you know what, that was presented to me, but I was too busy worrying about blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So be aware of that. And now, from now to like March the 1st, something's going to appear that you're going to go, holy crap. I think it's going to be on an internet, so you need to find a way to get close to that. But something you're going to see, or somebody that knew somebody is going to tell you.
Okay.
So just keep your eyes open on that one. So
okay.
I'm going to turn you back over to Adam, because I think we have time for one more after this. So, Adam, what do you think?
Well, yeah, I definitely just see there's some good things coming with her work as a healer, her artwork. But it's, again, I just want to encourage Penny that to really take your ability to look beyond the outer appearance of the thing and keep your eye focused on the spiritual, and keep your eye constantly focused on the inner experience that you want to experience, no matter what the situation is, no matter whatever challenge it may appear to be or not appear to be, even when things are going great, even when they're bad. Keep your eyes looking within yourself. That you can control how you feel. You're doing it already. I just want to encourage you to keep doing it, because it's going to manifest some major opportunities for you to be a blessing for others, and to just let your light shine in the larger capacity, like Patsy said, that you may have not even realized. And I am so glad that you share with us just the how your friend is doing. And I feel so blessed, so honored, and so pleased to know that I've been a part of that God is doing in the life of his children. And I'm so thankful for his invitation to let me and Pat to be a part of it. And thank you for sharing that with me.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
Have a good holiday. I'll
talk
to you soon.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too. Good night.
Good night.
All right, Patsy, let's take one more call. The last four digits are 9080. Call the last four digits 9080. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, Steph, it's Leslie in Atlanta.
Leslie!
Hey!
How you
Thanks
doing,
for
girl?
Your Sunday
Hi,
night with me.
Yeah, dude.
Glad
I've been listening the past couple weeks. You guys are amazing. I really love the themes too, and all the callers seem to be like on the same vibe. I love it. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Leslie. So, Leslie, have you been listening to what we're talking about, the question tonight?
Yes, ma'am, I have.
Okay, so from 1 to 10, where do you stand? In truth or in judgment?
You know, it's funny. I think for others, I'm totally like a 9, but like I struggle with the judgment on self. So like there, I'm a 2. So I guess I don't know. Is
wow. Wow.
But I'm good
you
with
know,
the others.
You know, Leslie, now that you said that, I think I just had one of those aha moments. Because how can I show grace and empathy for people if I'm internally condemning myself, because that's the curtain that I'm standing behind when I'm looking at them.
Mm.
So I thank you for pointing that out, because I really need to look at that, you know, to raise my self-love and my self-care and my, you know, because it's one thing to know something, book knowledge, but another thing to know it in your heart. And I always say sometimes I miss that kind of, I call it sobriety. I miss it by 7 inches, because it stays in the head, but it doesn't get in the heart, you know. And so thank you for pointing that out. That was a really good thing to think about. So you want me to read a couple of cards for you?
I would love it. Thank you.
All right, sweetie. Do you have any kind of any questions you might want me to focus on tonight?
No, you guys sound pretty on it. I mean, I guess if anything, I'm open to spirit's guidance, but sort of like what you guys were talking about in the beginning, like I'm really working on being passenger consciousness, right, and allowing the flow and to, like, observe and not judge myself. So I'm really, like, working, even though I know that's mental. So I recognize that I'm stopping myself in some areas. So if there's any way that, you know, the cards are kind of like talking to that, that'd be pretty dope.
Well, at this point, there's going to be someone coming into your life that's going to be advising you on some kind of creativity. Are you taking any kind of class or anything like that now?
As a matter of fact, I am. Mm-hmm.
What are you taking?
I'm taking, well, I just finished up Adam's personal religion class. That's awesome. That was everything. And I'm also taking classes in human design system.
Well, it looks like there's going to be some kind of loss in that. I think your loss of being real naive of how well that you're getting this, okay? And I think that you're going to really learn from this big time, big time. The deeper you delve into that, all those old ideas are going to disappear. And sometimes when we have our old ideas disappear, it almost appears as like a death for us. You know, it's like when I had to cut up my credit cards when I was in treatment 1,000 years ago. I just really grieved it, you know. And I think you're going to grieve some of your old thoughts, the way you did judge people, the way you interacted. And all of a sudden you're going to go, wow. And so instead of beating yourself up, just say, I needed to lose that. It was time to let that go. Also, I'm not going to ask you if you're pregnant, but this is a card of fertility. This card is all about being connected with nature, being connected with protection and abundance and being in a sustainable situation. This is like really, really good card for you right now. So having gotten what you got from Adam, putting it together with this card that you just picked up, plus, there's a lot of protection in this card, so you are going to be protected. So there's nothing to fear. You're just going to walk in your own grace now, okay? So as you walk in your own grace, this person's going to appear to you, and it could have been Adam with this teaching. So now you're going to have to process what you learned, and I can't wait to hear what's going on from you in the next couple of months. And I am going to be reading on the 5th of January in Atlanta. We're having a big psychic event over in Little Five Points. So on January 5th, I will see you there. Will you please introduce yourself to me?
I'm actually going to be in Miami. I know. I've been hearing you say that. I was like, next time. But I'll be there in spirit next time.
Well, I'm in Atlanta every few months. So have a happy new year. I'm going to turn you over to Adam.
Thank you.
Well, Leslie, I am definitely picking up on those vibrations that Patsy are seeing and talking about, and I'm overwhelmingly seeing the need for you to really begin to consolidate everything that you have acquired over the last 5 to 7 years, and I'm getting overwhelmingly that it is time for you. Patsy was right. The loss, I was picking up a sense of loss too, Patsy, but the loss, Leslie, that I was picking up for you is a diminishing in your being a student and an increase in you being the teacher. It looks like you may be switching from Leslie, I am the observer, I am the participant, I have light commitments here, to being a full-fledged facilitator, coach, counselor, mentor, and really taking on the leadership of guiding other people through their crises and situations, through their faith formation, and really, really tearing down and creating Leslie's brand of spirituality and Leslie's unique prescription to the world's problems as you see them, dealing with in the young individuals, what we call the hippie generation or the star children, the indigo children,
whose supernormal empathic ability or supernormal intuition or just feeling like an outcast. You have a nurturing, but with wisdom, with counsel, and ministry of coaching that is waiting for you to walk into that throne and take the leadership of, but it will require some loss to kind of some sense of your free, commit. Anytime you make a commitment, you give up something. You know what I'm trying to say. And so, but I do feel like it can be well working for you, but it is that time for you to begin to consolidate and offer Leslie's medicine, Leslie's spiritual curriculum, program, academy, work, group, activities, something. You've been called to facilitate in a big way, but it will require you to kind of give up or take a loss to some of the ideas of you maybe wanting to continue to be a student for life and be that observer on the outside. And now I'm seeing it's time for you to really begin to lead and teach others in some capacity. I don't know how it's going to look for you, but I am hearing the word commitment to offering and giving advice to those really who are needed. And it may be hard truth for people to hear when you consolidate what your message is and your thesis statement. It may be something different and new that the world hasn't heard yet, or people may not like. A lot of people may not like. It may not be all love and light, but it's going to be truth. It's going to be real, and it's going to actually bring a lot of help and counsel to people. And it's just showing up that 2019 is your year to begin to offer that or be willing to be a part of that invitation that God has given you to really walk in that full-time facilitator role. Hello.
That's pretty cool. Hi. I'm like, that's pretty cool. Thank you. I just wanted to say something real quick because I was sitting here like, yeah, but should I ask if I should be invited? Because, you know, that's what I'm learning with the human design thing. And then, you like, right after I had that thought, you're like, are you going to step into this invitation that God's given you? I was like, oh, my goodness, he's good. So thank you, Adam. Thank you, Adam.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. I'm so glad I could help offer that. I did, and I heard that word specifically, and I thought to myself, this sounds crazy, an invitation, but I would say it. I'm glad I said it. Well, Leslie, thank you so much for sharing your opinion. Thank you for being our last caller. Have a great night and a happy new year, and we look forward just to hearing great things from your offering and from your accepting the invitation.
Thank you both so much. Happy new year.
You're very welcome.
You
have a great night. Patsy, what a wonderful show. Beautiful show.
Absolutely.
Amazing personalities, amazing energy, amazing people, a great feedback. I'm so thankful for this opportunity, and I'm so thankful for this invitation to do this that me and you have accepted and done. Patsy, how would you like to conclude today's show?
I'm going to conclude it very simply. Judging a person does not define who they are. It defines who you are. That's it.
Wow. Everybody, that was beautiful. Remember that, everybody. Patsy, thank you for being a part of the show and what you're doing, and look forward to celebrating the holiday season on the air next Sunday with you. Happy winter solstice, everybody. We'll be back here next Sunday on the 23rd. Good night, everybody. Good night, Patsy.
Good night.